You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Solkowski. Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon and his colleagues from across the state are sending Albany a unified message ahead of the budget deadline. Don't cut municipal aid and stop the unfunded mandates. The county leaders joined a conference call Monday to explain how they can't make up the difference if the state goes through with cutting town and village aid, especially with more mandates and a property tax cap. McMahon calls it hypocrisy.
I find it ironic that we're talking about making a tax cap permanent at the same time there's multiple initiatives being forced down local government's throats, which make it very hard to live within that tax cap. And the reason why we even need a tax cap is because our taxes are too high anyways.
I had served on the governor's task force for mandate relief. We had expected at that time, with the imposition of this property tax cap, that in fact the state would engage in an effort to reduce mandated spending. We know that that hasn't happened.
They force it down on us without even bringing us into the room to discuss anything. That's the most disturbing thing out of this whole story, because the governor and the legislature wants this great relationship, but at the end of the day, they're not saying, hey, how's this affect you?
That's Albany County Executive Dan McCoy. We also heard from Dutchess County Executive and former gubernatorial candidate Mark Molinaro. The state budget is due April 1st. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.